Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In this episode, I'd like to discuss one of the classic monster icons of 20th century horror cinema, the undead mummy. You've all encountered some variation on this monster before, if not in the original six-part Universal Pictures Mummy franchise, then perhaps in 1987's The Monster Squad, or 1990's Tales from the Dark Side, the movie, which has a very memorable adaptation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Lot 249, which I'll touch on again in a bit. For my own part, I fondly remember reading a pair of kids' books from the late 80s and 90s when I was a child by Alida E. Young, Terror in the Tomb of Death and Return to the Tomb of Death, both of which featured undead mummies and ancient Egyptian curses. Now, to properly understand mummy horror fiction in general, we have to recognize its place within the larger world of Egyptomania. The term Egyptomania is more often used to refer specifically to 19th century European fascination with all things Egypt in the wake of Napoleon's Egyptian campaign. But it can also generally be leveled at different points in time when various cultures have pursued an interest in ancient Egyptian civilization and culture. In the excellent book Egyptomania, author Ronald H. Fritz discusses various forms of Egyptomania over the ages, from the ancient Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans to Europeans and Afrocentrist movements. He also devotes a chapter to Hollywood movies and literature. He writes that Egyptian-themed fiction in its current forms emerged during the 19th century, again after Napoleon's campaign in Egypt inspired a new surge in European Egyptomania, supplanting Egypt's smaller place in the European culture of the time period, where it was mostly relegated to its role in Shakespearean theater, Freemasonry, and sporadic fictional treatments. Fritz writes that Egyptian-themed fiction basically falls into a number of subgenres. There's historical fiction, biblical fiction, mysteries and thrillers, occult fiction, and yes, there is the mummy fiction. But where does the idea of undead, mummified ancient Egyptians come from in all of this? Well, the 1932 Universal horror movie The Mummy might seem like a good place to start. After all, it kicked off a rather influential franchise, but Fritz shares that early versions of the script didn't feature an undead mummy at all. This element was only added later in subsequent rewrites. Unlike Dracula and Frankenstein, the Mummy franchise was not rooted in a particular work of literature, though there are clear literary forebears. 1932's The Mummy wasn't even the first mummy motion picture. Consider instead the likes of 1911's The Mummy, in which a scientist revives an Egyptian mummy with electricity and then falls in love with her. Sadly lost, it's just one of a flurry of silent mummy movies from the 1910s. As for literary sources, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's short stories The Ring of Thoth, 1890, and Lot Number 249, 1892, are important to note, as is Bram Stoker's The Jewel of the Seven Stars from 1903. Fritz singles out The Mummy, or A Tale of the 22nd Century by Jane C. Loudon from 1827 as the earliest long work concerning a reanimated mummy. Other early examples of reanimated mummy stories include Theophile Gottner's The Mummy's Foot and Edgar Allan Poe's 1845 story, Some Words with a Mummy. These stories, according to Fritz, arise in general, again, out of 19th century Egyptomania, but also out of European and American fascination with mummies and mummy unwrapping parties in particular. He also writes that we can't underestimate Victorian colonial guilt and misgivings about the desecration of Egyptian tombs and artifacts as a strong motivation for summoning so many tales in which overeager American and European archaeologists unearth ancient tombs, ancient curses, and invoke the wrath of the undead. In fact, he points out that initially mummy stories cast archaeologists firmly in the role of villains, but then the needle moved in the opposite direction. Quote, after the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb, 1922, thanks to the film industry, archaeologists were portrayed as heroic scholarly adventurers, while angry mummies were not avengers, but the revived corporeal forms of a mindless ancient evil. This shift is, in effect, an affirmation or vindication of imperialism and colonialism, unquote. On top of all of this, there's of course the influence of pre-existing tales of cursed objects and the unsettled dead, which would have found new life in Egyptomania-fueled creations. These various elements all would seem to have contributed to the undead mummy's place in our horror fiction. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact or The Artifact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.